Random House Audio presents Subliminal, How Your Unconscious Mind Rules Your Behavior, written and read by Leonard Mlodinow. Prologue. These subliminal aspects of everything that happens to us may seem to play very little part in our daily lives, but they are the almost invisible roots of our conscious thoughts. Carl Jung. In June 1879, the American philosopher and scientist Charles Sanders Peirce was on a steamship journey from Boston to New York when his gold watch was stolen from his stateroom. Peirce reported the theft and insisted that each member of the ship's crew line up on deck. He interviewed them all but got nowhere. Then, after a short walk, he did something odd. He decided to guess who the perpetrator was, even though he had nothing to base his suspicions on, like a poker player going all in with a pair of deuces. As soon as Peirce made his guess, he found himself convinced that he had fingered the right man. "I made a little loop in my walk," he would later write, "which had not taken a minute, and as I turned toward them, all shadow of doubt had vanished." Peirce confidently approached his suspect, but the man called his bluff and denied the accusation. With no evidence or logical reason to back his claim, there was nothing Peirce could do until the ship docked. When it did, Peirce immediately took a cab to the local Pinkerton's office and hired a detective to investigate. The detective found Peirce's watch at a pawn shop the next day. Peirce asked the proprietor to describe the man who'd pawned it. According to Peirce, the pawnbroker described the suspect so graphically that no doubt was possible that it had been my man. Peirce wondered how he had guessed the identity of the thief. He concluded that some kind of instinctual perception had guided him, something operating beneath the level of his conscious mind. If mere speculation were the end of this...